Oh, my God, Santa Claus. You look incredible. I can't believe it. What have you been doing? What's that? You've been using NTT Fitness pre-made healthy meals to lose weight during the holiday season? Oh, my God. I can't believe it, dude. You look incredible. And you used my code, LevelUp15. You got 15% off your first order? That's amazing. You look fantastic, dude. You've been hitting the gym, I see. You're tightening up. Mrs. Claus must be super happy. You're going to leave her for another woman, aren't you? Look, I understand. You're looking good. You're feeling good. NTTFitness.com. Check it out. You're going to love it. Level up 15. Use that code, the homemade broadcast code, to get 15% off your first order. Don't get fat during the holidays. All right. Let's start the show.
Ho, 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 ho. Merry Christmas. Ho, 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 ho.
Beach Drive, Rob Park, Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com. RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
I don't ask for much for Christmas. I really don't. It's not like I am begging people to buy me diamonds and brooch pendants. Oh, buy me something expensive or I'm going to kill myself. That's not... I don't care about that. All I want to be is Santa. And if you want to take that away from me, fine. Go ahead. But when you need my help, because I am ruining everything, don't look at me.
Okay, and are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
This is Mayor Rick Kreisman, and you're listening to the Homemade Broadcast.
Personnel, this is CBTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Is the Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio on Radio St. Pete.com. How the heck are you? I'm sitting here in the Cox Media Group building in a small production room. It's about a week before Christmas. And I thought, you know, I could just let it ride. I could just cash in the chips, be done with the year, take a few weeks off. Thought about it, I wanted to do it, but where am I going to go? I don't know. I tried to find this song, and I was like, I don't know, I don't really know what this song is. So I just put in Christmas songs, and it came up. Google is scary good at this stuff. It should know it's Darlene Love. Baby, Please Come Home. Christmas. Merry Christmas. Happy Holiday. Just going to do kind of a clip show today. I just wanted to put something out this week in case you're sitting at home with your family and you don't know what to do with yourself. I completely understand because I'm probably doing the same as you right now, as a matter of fact. So, yes, welcome to the program. I hope you're well. I hope you're fine. I hope you're full. I hope you're drunk. I hope you're at least drinking. I want you to have a good holiday. And some people don't need to drink to have a good time. I have a feeling if you're listening to this show that you're not one of those people. I need to drink to have a good time. I mean, I don't, but I have a much better time when I drink. So today we're going to do the clip show. And I wanted to play a quick clip from earlier this week on Stay Woke where we talked to a woman named Darlene. Darlene called in because we were talking about our lives, Anna and I. And she just wanted to give us some advice, and we learned a lot about Darlene. So let's check out Darlene I think that was her name, or Deborah or something. She gave us a fake name because she shared with us some pretty shocking things. So let's hear Darlene or Deborah. You're going to find out in a second. I can't remember off the top of my head this clip from Stay Woke.
Hey, this is Deborah, which is my fake name. But listening to your stories.
Yes, ma'am.
You guys analyze so much, and you are in the highlight of your life. I mean, I'm doing the dishes and washing pots and pans and thinking, damn, these kids haven't made. You know, the time of the life that you're in right now, series of years that you're in now, we had, like, guys and girls that just went together. We'd go out to the hottest club, and then individually or with one of our friends, and everybody would end up meeting there throughout the night. And then after that, I mean, nothing was planned, but then you went off to whoever's house was going to party later after the bars closed.
Did you party hard? You sound like you you had some big party days in your past.
Yes, I did, and okay. I loved it.
Oh, what kind of drugs did you do? What was your favorite one? I won't tell anybody.
I'd rather not say.
Okay.
But any of them, probably any and all of them I've done.
What about ones that rhyme with Mocaine? Did you like that one?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, okay. What about the one that rhymes with Mextasy? Did you like that one?
Yes.
Okay.
That was when I was, that came around, first the MDA came around in the late 70s.
Nice. Nice.
And then it went to Quaaludes.
Did you ever do some Pacid? Did you ever try that one?
Yes.
Nice.
Only once.
Just
my
one time?
My brother liked that.
All right.
Certain people like
last
that.
Last question. Last question. Did you ever try anything that rhymed with bethamphetamine?
Daily. Today.
Daily.
Daily.
Yeah. Wait, you did methamphetamine today?
Oh, no, not that. Oh, no.
What did you think I said?
Just, weight loss medicine.
Oh, fen-fen? You ever do that? Any speed?
No, I did. No, I didn't do that.
Okay, but you have tried meth, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I haven't tried that.
Yeah, but you want to.
I'm just...
New Year's resolution, try meth.
I take morphine every day.
Oh, you take morphine. Nice. Have you ever snorted an oxy or anything like that?
Of course.
Okay,
Adderall.
Nice. Beautiful. Do you have all of those at your disposal as of right now? Oh, nice. Okay.
The ones that are still around. No Quaaludes. Those were the best.
No Ludes? Mm. Okay. All right. Nice.
You ever smoke crack?
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
That's when I had to hang it all up, guys.
Yeah, that's when you had to hang it up?
That's the devil. That is the devil.
Why is that? Is that good? Were you always chasing that initial high? That's what I learned from Wolf of Wall Street.
Can't stop. I'm a very strong-willed person.
Okay, so you still do crack, is what you're saying?
No.
Okay.
I will not. I'll run the other way.
You'll run on crack because it gives you energy?
No.
Nice.
No, I mean, now I had to move. I had to move out of my state.
You had to move too much crack
to get rid of it.
Why'd you go to Florida if you want to get away from crack? There's a bunch of crack here.
Yeah.
Well, thank God I stayed home and raised my kids and didn't do anything but where I was from. I mean, they call you, they deliver it and everything else, so it's just too easy.
Where was
the
that?
The Amazon Prime of crack.
The what?
Never mind, it's a bad joke.
Uber of crack.
But you guys are in the best times of your life because you're not committed. You know, my story always was the people that are married want to be unmarried. And the people that are single want to be married.
Oh, I don't want to be married. Definitely don't ever want to be married.
Enjoy the one you are at the time.
I like that advice. What's your name? Deborah. That's right. Deborah in quotes.
That's my fake name.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I've never smoked. I just have a scratchy voice.
I was just about to ask. You've never done, but you've smoked crack, but you've never done ciggies.
Never done what?
A cigarette? You've never smoked a cigarette? You just
What's
don't.
That?
Okay. All right.
You don't know what a cigarette. Okay, never mind. That's all right. All right.
Marijuana?
No. Cigarette, like nicotine, tobacco.
Oh, no. Never smoked cigarettes.
Oh,
maybe.
God,
that's
no.
Where you're out of
line. No. But crack, fine.
Yeah,
that's how it works.
All right, so I'll smoke crack, Deborah. I'll give it a try.
Oh, it's the top of the line, but it'll kill your life if you don't have a good. Big support.
Oh,
system.
Will doesn't have a lot to live for anyways. Yeah. He's fine.
What's the point? Yeah. I'll smoke crack, Deborah.
All
thank
right.
you.
Thank you so much. We're going to smoke quack.
Quack.
No,
crack 2020.
No. I'm
going to
smoke crack, Deborah.
I mean, you sound pretty you've dabbled in several things I've listened to you about, and I could do that too, in and out, in and out.
Mm.
But the crack, you will not be able to come out of it, so don't even.
But you did it. You got out.
Yeah, you got out.
I would tell you offline a lot of different stories. It took 10 years.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Exception. Not
all right. All right. Well, don't smoke the crack. It is whack.
I'll try crack, and I'll let you know how it goes.
Holler back.
There you go. So if you need a quick pick-me-up, smoke crack. Why not? Deborah smokes crack. She used to smoke crack. It's a top of line. It's the best. It's number one. It can't be beat. The Homemade Broadcast is brought to you by Truvy Salon and Spa, T-R-U-V as in Victory Y, salonandspa.com, 8908 4th Street North, right here in St. Petersburg. New Year's is next week. New Year is next week. It's not New Year's, even though I just said that. Made an effort not to do that. It's the new year. It's not the New Year's. It's the new year. The new year is coming up. You're going to want to look good for it. So get your hair cut, get your nails done, all that good stuff. Get a fancy dress. You know, spend some money on yourself. You've earned it. It's been a tough year. Spend that Christmas bonus. Just kidding. You probably don't get a Christmas bonus because those don't exist anymore. But whatever. Whatever you can do for yourself, you should. So get your hair done at the very least. At TruvySalonAndSpa.com.
The Homemade Broadcast is on RadioSaintPete.com.
It is the holidays. I always think about things, you know, you're supposed to be thankful for things that you have this time of year. And, you know, yeah, I know. But sometimes I always think about the things that I didn't get. I'm sure you do, too. Like, when you're a kid, there must have been a toy that you wanted that you did not receive at any point. I can think of two off the top of my head that were devastating that I never got. One was a Ghostbusters set, the Nerf Ghostbusters set. I wanted that badly. Never got it. Didn't get it. It's too expensive. Don't blame my parents for not getting me that. That's insane. It was a lot of money. That's a rich kid's toy. I wasn't rich growing up. The other one, number two, Power Wheel. Power Wheel. The coolest of all the cool toys that there was. Coolest toy ever. Did have a big wheel. I loved it. But I wanted the Power Wheel because that was a little car that you could drive around in. It was battery powered. It had about 10 minutes of battery life. And then you had to put it back on a charger for about 4 days in order to get it to go again. But, man, when it was operational, was it fun. I remember one of the little kids on my street had it. And I was almost a teenager at this point. I was probably like 11 or 12, and he had one, and I just got in it and looked like an idiot because I was way too big for it and just drove around in it, and I was like, man, I just, this is just the coolest thing ever, you know? And then the kid's parents came out and yelled at me to get out of it because I would break it, which they were correct as well. And I probably would have broken it, but it was a nice 2 minutes of joyride. That went about 0.5 mile per hour because I was too big and too fat for the Power Wheel. What toys did you not get that you wanted badly? What things did you not receive? Because that's what the season is about. Things. What things didn't you get? 813-693-2124. I would like to hear about it. And I'm going to play a clip from Stay Woke, the radio show that I co-host with my friend Anna Hummel, Midnights 102.5 The Bone, here locally in Tampa Bay, theboneonline.com. You can find it online, or you can get the Bone app and listen to it whenever you want, on demand. So let's check out this clip. I got sick last week. Yeah, I never get sick anymore. I got sick as a kid a bunch, but I haven't been sick in a long time. And I got sick, and I didn't have health insurance, so I'm going to tell that story right here. On this clip.
I think I'm sick.
I'm going to spray that Lysol in your face.
Yeah, I probably should. I've been having
What's
this problem.
You?
I've been having an ear thing for like...
It's achy ear?
At least a month. Yeah, what? Achy ear. Feels like there's fluid in there. And then I think it's spreading to my sinuses now and my eyes watering. It's been watering for 3 weeks. And now I woke up and I'm just like blowing blood out of my nose.
Don't blow
morning.
Blood, dude.
I just can't help it.
Can
it's
you,
just what's happening.
Can you go to the doctor tomorrow? I know you don't have health insurance.
I don't have health insurance.
Dude, I know.
Yeah, listen to this,
okay,
too.
Here we go. Go ahead.
Oh, my God. So I call this. I used to have health insurance, and there's this doctor that I used to see in town, And I emailed the office and I said, listen, I don't have insurance anymore. How much if I pay cash to see the doctor? And I got a response back and it was, well, depends. It could be anywhere from $51.25 to $251 and some cents.
Did he finish the sentence? What? Like depending on the test that they run?
They didn't say what that meant. Like, and I replied back, well, what does that mean? I said, I think I just have a sinus and ear infection. I just probably need an antibiotic. I just want to see the doctor and I'm looking at my ear and my nose. No response back.
Go to the Bayfront, what is it called? Bayfront Clinics or whatever?
That's where I went when I had that bump on my dink that ended up being nothing. But that was an ingrown hair that I freaked out about. Yeah, that's what I might have to do. I think that's like $75 or something. But I think
listen,
I had
a UTI like maybe 2 years ago, and I walked in, and it was half the price it would have been had I had insurance, which is insane.
Yeah, I know.
Because you have to get to a certain, like, I can't believe I'm brain farting this. You have to get to your
deductible.
Deductible. Thank you so much. So you have to pay like a crazy copay of like $150, which is just basically the same cost. But if you go in without insurance because they don't have to deal with the insurance companies and they just deal with you directly, it was like $80. And then because I didn't have insurance, they like cut my costs on the medication. The antibiotics were like, I'm not kidding, it was like $8.
Yeah. No, I
know. So it's actually in your favor to not have insurance because then they don't have to get the kickback from the insurance companies. They can avoid all of that and they just deal with you directly. It's much easier for them.
Like that's super, like $50 if I have to go see the doctor and pay out of pocket, that's totally reasonable. I would do that. Even $75, like that's fine. I go to the doctor. Like this is something that's been lingering for a long time. So I obviously need to go see somebody about this. It's not going away. But you can even get, because so like lab work is a thing that's really expensive. I even saw you can order lab work online and send it away, and it's like $100. Yeah. When normally they bill insurance like $1,000. This is why, you know, part of the reason why our healthcare costs are so out of control, because people who are uninsured go to the hospital or whatever, and then they have to recoup those costs, so they end up
billing everybody else
for the care that they gave that person. That's why it goes up and up and up and up and
it's
up.
Constant inflation.
I was looking even because Obamacare signups are still going on. I was like, well, let me see how much the plans are, you know, just to see.
They tripled in price from 2016 to 2017. I used to pay $39.99 a month for like the bronze plan, like bare minimum. And the only reason I had that was in case I got hit by a bus.
Yeah.
You know, because it's like a $5,000 deductible. There's no, I'm in good shape. I don't have any chronic issues or anything like that. There's no way I'm going to reach that $5,000 deductible unless I get hit by a bus.
Yeah.
So it's actually in my favor now to not, as a healthy, young-ish kind of person, to not have insurance because you don't pay any premiums every month, and then when you do go to the doctor, it's slashed in half. Granted, if you don't have chronic issues and you're not like a diabetic or something like that, it's better for you to not have insurance.
Yeah, I mean, so I was looking to see how much it would cost if I were to get like a bronze plan. The first year that Obamacare came out, it was great. I had a platinum plan where I just paid no deductible. And I think the payment was $134
a month.
A month. And I was like, okay. I can do that. Well, I wasn't paying it. My work was paying it.
Oh.
Yeah. So I didn't
even
have
to. It went through work.
Yeah. So I bought it personally, and then those guys kind of paid it for me.
Reimbursed you, or they paid it?
They just paid it.
Nice.
I'm the bookkeeper there, so I can like send away the bills.
So you paid it. With their money. Nice. Yeah, that's the way to do it.
But I looked at the bronze plans this time to see what it was, and they are, even with my tax credit that I get,
$160.
No, $300 and something for a
bronze
plan,
which covers nothing.
Yep, $8,000 deductible, $300, and that's with, I think I used $170 something on a tax credit. So that was even with that. So normal, it's like $500 if you don't use the tax rate for
a crappy plan.
So I'm just like, I just need. And some of my friends are doctors. And my friend was going to write me a script, but I'm like, shouldn't I, like, I don't, maybe it's not, you know, bacterial. Should I get looked at first? He goes, yeah, you should probably get examined. But I could just write you a script for amoxicillin if you want. But I should probably go get looked at, because especially with my eye, That's driving me
absolutely
bonkers.
You need to see a physician that checks you out. Yeah, yeah. I know. But think about it. Like, you can't be living like this forever, and you don't want to die. So you really don't have an option. You have to go see a physician.
Yeah.
It sucks.
I mean, that's fine. Like, $50, I have no problem paying. Yeah. That's fair. You know, up to $100 for everything, I think, is reasonable for this type of thing that I'm having.
Sure.
For antibiotics and a doctor's visit. That's cool. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I remember when I went in for my concussion, and I had insurance at that time, it was $150. And then when I came in like a year later with no insurance, it was like $75, $80.
Yeah.
It was half the price. Because then they don't have to go through the insurance company. So they make out like a bandit, and they don't have to do any of the paperwork.
Yeah.
And it's just like a one-man, woman, mano-y-mano, woman-y-mano, whatever it is, transaction. It works better in their favor and in my favor as well. You're on Stay Woke. Who's this?
Hi, my name is David.
What's up, David?
Hey, I was just driving down the road, and I heard one of you guys say that you're having, like, an ear issue.
That's Will.
Going
that's
on
me.
For a couple
Do we
weeks.
Have a similar voice?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Will.
Yeah, hey, I had something going on with me a couple of years back, and it felt like I had water in my ear, and it's the same thing. I had it going on for about a month, and someone suggested I try an ear candle. Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah, I've heard
what
of that.
That.
It's where you put a – it's like you light it – it's a candle, and then you light it, and then
Pretty
it pulls
much.
The wax out.
It causes like a suction in your ear, and it's supposed to like remove anything in your ear. It cleans out your ear pretty much.
Wait
you should
a minute.
Give that a try, man.
Wait, so you put a it's obviously not a lit candle. Like,
yeah, it pretty much is.
No, you light the end of it. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Whoa, I don't understand. So you can't burn yourself, or do you?
No. You just like put your head to the side, and you light the end, and you let it burn down close to you. Then you remove it. But yeah.
Oh, interesting.
It's supposed to like remove wax, I think. But, is that what you had? Do you have a wax thing going on, build up?
I might have. I don't know. I had some type of ear infection. It sounds similar to what you have going on, and I tried it, and it worked. So
but
I
wax
suggest you
isn't,
give it a try, man.
Isn't an ear infection. Right. It's just wax buildup.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll look into it.
We'll look into it.
Thanks.
Thank you for calling in, David. Appreciate you.
Have a good night.
All right. You too, man. You're on Stay Woke. Who's this?
Hey, guys. Bong Man.
What's up, Bong Man?
Oh, dude.
What kind of advice do you have for Will?
Hey, I had an ingrown hair on my unit too, brother.
Yeah, it's scary, isn't it? It's frightening.
Yeah, it's scary. But then, you know, this gets even better. So the chick I've been shacking up with, she actually gave me a yeast infection.
Word? I didn't know fellas could get that.
Yeah.
I guess it makes sense. But...
Well, it's yeast, so it's bacteria.
Yeah.
So you walk around, did you have to take, like, Vagisil, like...
No. It's just like basic antifungal cream, like the stuff they use for
so you'd
like
put athlete's foot like cream on your junk.
Spray some tenactin on your
yeah,
drink.
Man. Lotrim and Ultra. Yeah.
And now are you still shacking up with this chick or?
Yeah, we figured it out.
Was she embarrassed that she gave that to you?
I mean, the talk wasn't easy, but we got through it.
Okay. Did you obviously approach her because you were feeling a little off or?
Yeah, because I had just got out the shower and I just FaceTimed her. I was like, hey, so I don't know if you know, but you have a yeast infection. And I know because I have a yeast infection.
Mm. And you got diagnosed by a physician or you diagnosed yourself on WebMD?
Oh, yeah, WebMD. I just
nice.
Googled it.
Nice. That's the way
Nobody
to do it.
Has health insurance.
The initial, like, the onset was scary. Because, you know, I started seeing marks down there. I'm like, oh, God.
Oh, it is terrible.
Oh, no.
Marks?
It is terrifying.
The yeast infection?
When you just see, like, you know, these
bumps and stuff.
A bump, that's like a weird
bump.
Like,
weird-looking bump. And then, like, on the, like, hold on, I don't want to get graphic, never mind.
Yeah, you can't.
But, like, it looks off. Like, you can tell that your unit is off.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah
were
you
like, was it burning when you were, had to urinate and stuff? Or?
No, that was fine. It's just, like, the skin was irritated.
Mm,
it looked
like a rash. Oh, that's scary.
But
yeah, like a rash.
And then you thought it was herpes, right? That's always what your mind jumps to?
Yeah, I thought it was something. I was like, oh, no.
Dude, when I went, Bongman, when I went and got mine looked at, the doctor goes, yeah, that's either syphilis or herpes. And I went, what? Anyway... Yep, one or the other. So I took tests for both. Thank God. I don't have any of those, by the way, folks. It ended up being just the ingrown hair.
How could the doctor be so stupid?
I don't know, man. Like, he's working at a clinic. Like, maybe he's a new doctor. And didn't
and
know,
why do they let anybody be a doctor?
He was very sure.
Do you even get bumps from syphilis? I didn't even realize.
I guess, yeah, there's some sort of sores that you can get. Mm. Yeah.
Hey, Will, did your ingrown hair hurt?
Yeah. Yeah, it kind of hurt a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah, they usually
okay.
do.
Well,
yeah,
you know,
you do get bumps. These are syphilis bumps. Did it look like this?
All right. Well, I guess we got it.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah,
it was scary.
They say once you get it, you die, so.
Well, that's what he said.
Certain phase.
Well, he goes, yeah, it's either one or the other. Like, if it is syphilis, you need to start treatment right away. Because
this
can
is
die.
The secondary phase is the rash.
And I'm just keeping my fingers crossed, like, please be syphilis. Because that you could just take an antibiotic for it and it's gone.
In stage two, though?
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess where I was at, he goes, yeah, you just need to start right away. If that's what it is. And I was like, well, what if it's herpes? What do you do? He goes, you just have herpes now.
Oh, God.
And it was such a nightmare. And he was so cold.
Oh,
but
man.
Doctors, you know, they're kind of on the spectrum. Maybe they might be a little.
They're also desensitized to that because they see it all the time. So what are they going to get upset every time?
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
They got to be professional.
Yeah.
Thank God it was.
When all this stuff was going through my head, I was thinking, like, dang, I can't bang like any other chicks now. Like, it's really just me and this girl.
Well, that's good that you had that thought. You weren't like, well, I don't care.
It is life changing. I had that too. I was like, this is really going to change the way I do things. Like I'm going to have to tell these.
I was seemingly, you know, like, yeah, like my coworkers around work, and I'm like, dang, I wanted to bang that chick. Now I can't because it's going to get out. You know what I mean?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Got to be careful.
That's scary. Thank God it was nothing.
Wrap it up, folks. Yeah, be careful.
Yeah, definitely.
Wrap it up.
All right, love y'all.
All right, bye, Bong Man. Have a good one.
All right, man.
That's a scary situation to be in. Not good. You're on Stay Woke Now. What's up?
Hey, what's happening? Hey, I caught syphilis back in the military, and it's nothing you ever want to catch. It is horrible.
How did you know you had it? Did you experience symptoms, or was it a random test?
I messed with this girl, Joanna, and then I went to the bathroom the next day.
Next day?
I was screaming. The next day, I was screaming in the bathroom. I was in the military.
The pee-pee hurt?
It feels like you got razor blades coming out of you, man. Ooh. You can't use the bathroom.
But isn't that kind of good, though? Because a lot of people don't get any symptoms, and then they have it so long that they end up dying from it, like Benjamin Franklin.
Yeah,
I'm going blind from it.
Blind,
but they took me to the aid station. And I had to get two shots of penicillin in both cheeks. And it killed it back in the 80s. It killed it. And if you catch it more than six times, it'll mess up. You can't have kids. It'll mess you up completely.
Six times?
They told me at the aid station.
Have you caught anything since, or you've been pretty good?
No, I'm good now. And I packed a helmet, and I checked my women out before. You know, I don't mess with it. It hurts. Will, it hurts like hell.
No, I believe it. But, I mean, given the option, if I had to pick between the two of those things, the one that sticks with you forever no matter what, or something that you can just take an antibiotic for and it goes away, I'm definitely taking the one that goes away with the antibiotic, you know?
Yeah, but don't take too much antibiotic. Get checked out by the doctor first because I took too much penicillin. Now I'm allergic to it. I got anaphylactic from it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that was their fault. They gave you two shots in each cheek, I thought.
And a bunch of pills. They gave me a bunch of.
So that's not your fault. That's, you know, they got rid of the syphilis. Now you don't.
It was gone. I could use the bathroom the next day, and then my first sergeant called me in, gave me Article 15, told me to go find the girl, and I had to go point out in the club.
Was she part of the military or?
No, she was a German girl and stuff, and it was four of us, and she burnt all four of us. We were at the aid station. I said, well, Joanna got me. She burnt me. The guy looked down. He said, Joanna got me too. He said, she got me, too. She had all four of us.
Oh, was she a prostitute or she just likes to have a good time?
We were just having a good time, and she caught it, you know, and that was it. They made me go point her out in the disco, and they brought her in. The Polizac came and took her in and gave her shots and cleared it up, and that was it.
So you had what do you mean? So the next day, you find her in the same disco bar?
I went to the aid station, the medical station for the military.
Yeah.
So the MPs came, and they said, look, you got to go find this girl. If not, you'll get Article 15. So I had to go to the club and wait for her.
How'd you know she was going to be back, or you didn't?
She always hangs out in that same club.
I see.
Back again.
Nice. And so did they, like, they accost her, and then they, like, captured her, arrested her, and then forced her to take penicillin shots?
Yeah, they gave her penicillin that night, and she was really pissed off at me because I seen her downtown at McDonald's. Mm. But she burnt all four of us. She got all four of us. And
Was she a hottie? Was she at least hot, or...?
Oh, it's beautiful, man.
Yeah.
This was just wow. She's doing it, just throwing it everywhere.
Yeah.
And we all caught it, man.
Yeah.
There's nothing to play with.
No. And I'm sure you were super careful after that. Am I right?
Oh, that's it. I inspect everything. I check her out. I do whatever. I just don't ever catch it. I'm telling you, man. It's nothing. It's horrible. That's all I got to say.
Yeah.
Worst pain of your life?
It's like when you go to the bathroom, it's razor blades coming out.
Worst pain of your life?
you can't use the bathroom. You see, I was in there screaming, and I had to go to the bathroom, and you can't do anything.
I'm going to ask one more time. Was it the worst pain of your life, sir?
It was the worst pain of my life.
There you go, Will.
And after they gave me the penicillin, it felt so good to go to the bathroom.
Oh, nice. Seriously. Good for you. Good. All right, well, wrap it up is basically the message, the lesson of this segment, okay? Wrap that ass up. You never know.
Okay.
If you dipping into a hoe, okay? All right, have a good night.
Take care, okay?
All right.
See you, buddy.
Bye. Bye-bye.
You're listening to the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.
Yeah, there you go. Stay Woke Midnight 102.5 The Bone. And I think we're going to wrap it up here. I think that's good. Give you some time away for a little bit, but it's time to go back. Have another shot. Get back out there. Hang out with your fam. Smoke crack. Like Deborah said, it's the best of the best. It can't be beat. It's number one. It's been a good year. Thank you all so much for tuning in this year. If you'd like some stickers and all that type of good stuff, just slip into my DMs, man. I'd love to give you some. Home_made_man on Instagram and Twitter. Follow Radio St. Pete while you're there. Radio STPETE. I think we're good. I think we're good. Oh, thanks to homemadepodcast.com. That's my company, so I don't really need to go into elaboration with that one. If you want to do podcasting or don't know how, I can help. I got a few weeks off, so if you want to hang, do some podcasting, and maybe give me a few dollars to do that, that'd be great. I need it. I'm desperate. I need help. Help me. Help me. 813-693-2124. Thanks so much for tuning in this year. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you tolerated it. Thank you to Radio St. Pete for having me again this year, and I look forward to continue working with them. And hmbradio.com, you can find me for updates on this podcast, Stay Woke, radio stuff, whatever. It'll be there. And I wish you the best. Oh, let's switch this up, because it's the time for the new year now. Yeah, classic. Thanks for tuning in this year. Really appreciate it. I hope you have a good one. Be safe. Don't get in any trouble. Get in a little bit of trouble. I'm going to take a few weeks off. I'm going to be back on with a podcast on Radio St. Pete on the January. Probably won't be on. Yeah, January the 12th. Damn. And then podcast will be available on HMB Radio on the 14th. But, follow me on Twitter, all that stuff. I'm sure I'll be active on there. Home_made_man on Instagram and Twitter. Radio St. Pete. Radio STPETE. Just my New Year's resolution is keep going. Keep going. You can do it. Just keep going. Feel better. Stay strong. Enjoy your time. This is Will Koontz checking out for 2019. I'll see you in 2020. This is HMB Radio on Radio St. Pete. I love you. Goodbye.
You have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.